The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Madani channel viewers, welcome back to our silsila, Huquq, the Rights in Islam. And the previous episode we discussed, we had an introduction and we heard about what correct beliefs we should have with regard to the status of the Sahaba, what are the ranks of the Sahaba, and what Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, that was the end. In our ending we had, we are quoting some of the ayats which speaks or which explain the virtues of the Sahaba, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed in the Quran. Inshallah, we'll carry on with those ayats. Then inshallah, in the end, we will be pointing out or we'll take out the points with regard to why we have to give the rights of the Sahaba, what are the rights of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'een. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also encouraged us and greatly emphasized the need and the importance of having correct intentions. For it is only through correct intentions, through the right niyat, that our ibadat gets accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So hence he has stated that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. So what points do we gain, or what points do we derive from this noble hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Number one is that no matter how great the deed or an action can be, or that amal, if it is not done with the right intentions, then it is not accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. As well as we derive a point that, or we learn from this noble hadith, number two is that sometimes an action can appear to be smaller, but if the intention is right, and if the intention is correct, no matter how small the deed or an action can be, the greater the reward in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us make good intentions, inshallah, that whilst we are seated and watching and viewing this program, we will, inshallah, make niyat that will gain reward from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As well as that we will learn and practice upon what we learn, what we hear, what we have heard, and that also will pass on to others, inshallah. When you hear the name or the praising of the glorious name of Allah Azza wa Jal, then say Subhanallah Azza wa Jal with the intention to gain reward from Allah. And if you are seated with others, try to do so in an audible manner so that others can also get encouraged to praise Allah. And if you hear the magnanimous name of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, send Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we outlined in the beginning what correct beliefs a person should have. We described briefly who is a Sahabi and what status they have and what ranks they have amongst themselves. And inshallah, now we'll focus, we'll carry on from where we left from the previous episode, that is that what Allah Azza wa Jal has stated with regard to the excellence of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. in Surah Al-Anfal, that was the last surah we quoted. Inshallah, we repeat again the ayat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ومغفرة ورزق كريم.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. These are the true Muslims, for them are ranks before their Lord and forgiveness and an honorable sustenance. Another ayat in Surah At-Tawbah.
رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him, and He has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide in it forever and ever. This is the greatest success. One more ayat, inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla again says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat 218 in para 2.
أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. They are hopeful of gaining Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, the above mentioned blessed ayat karima clearly show how exalted and elevated is the status of the blessed companions, Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. These greatest Sahaba of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they had devoted their entire lives only for the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and for the sake of deen. And these great Arab warriors, great Ashiqan Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showed such great sacrifices for the revival of deen that can never ever be forgotten. Allah Azza wa Jal has not only rewarded them with glad tidings of Jannah as a return for their dedicated and devoted services to the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but subhanallah Azza wa Jal also mentioned them in the glorious Quran in many places, so that every individual, every person, everyone that is to come until the day of judgment, strongly inculcate love towards them. And the blessed Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, their status and their rank should reign supreme, and their love should be blossom in the hearts of the believers. So besides the blessed ayats of the Quran, let us hear also the revered Sahaba, what were the status with regard to the comments of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What were the excellence that beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accorded them, and what beautiful praises He showered upon them. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith narrated by Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he stated, Akrimu ashabi fa innahum khiyarukum. Respect my sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Akrimu? They are the most virtuous people from you. The most virtuous people were the Sahaba, so respect them. And he further added, خَيْرُ أُمَّتِي الْقَرْنُ الَّذِينَ يَلُونِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best amongst people of my ummah, the blessed of my ummah, the most honored of my ummah are the companion, the sahaba of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Then those that came after them, the tabi'in and the tabi'i tabi'in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he distinguished the sahaba whose blessed name was specified with their unique qualities by none other than our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we find the most merciful and the kindest person from the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first Khalifa, that closest Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the best judge of the ummah. All these titles, all these praises were given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the best judge of my ummah is Sayyiduna Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the most honorable and the most modest person of my ummah is Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the wisest and the bravest person of my ummah is none other than Sayyiduna Aliyul Murtada karramallahu ta'ala al wajhahu al-kareem, and the most virtuous and the most trustworthy person of my ummah is Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The most pious and the most truthful person of my ummah is Sayyiduna Abu Dhar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the most worshipping and the most abstinent person of my ummah is Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the most tolerant and the most generous person of my ummah is Sayyiduna Muawiyah bin Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He further stated, Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the first person to enter Jannah from among the people of Faris, or from the Persian people. Suhaib is the first person to enter Jannah from amongst the Rumis. And Bilal, Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the first person to enter Jannah from amongst the people of Habsha. So the Sahaba, they had such greatest love from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had so much admiration from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, dearest Madani Channel viewers, didn't you hear how excellent the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed the great eminence and prominence of his beloved Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi mujma'in? And the desire of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that his ummah, they must show great respect and reverence towards his blessed Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi mujma'in. Therefore, we should have true love towards the blessed Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi mujma'in. And how do we show this right of the Sahaba? How do we pay homage by respecting the Sahaba, by giving their due rights, by acting upon the blessed saying of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? And we should lead our lives while following their excellent character and their way of living, because these are the blessed people about whom our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam stated, Ashabi kan nujum, fabi'ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My companions are like guiding stars. Whosoever or whomsoever you follow, you will be guided to the right path. Commenting on this above-mentioned hadith, the renowned Mufassir, Hakimul Mu'ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, he stated, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what an impressive and striking comparison is given here. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam call them the guiding stars. And in another hadith, the Ahli Bayt Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in have been compared to Sayyiduna Nabi Nuh ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam's ark. Those who travel by sea need a boat or a ship and the guidance of stars as well, subhanallah, because ferries and boats seek the guidance of stars. Similarly, the Muslim Ummah needs both the blessed Ahli Bayt, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, and the blessed Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, the matchless character and the way of living of the blessed Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, is of great importance in terms of receiving tarbiyat, training and guidance. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, مِثْلُ أَصْحَابِي فِي أُمَّتِي كَالْمِلْحِ فِي الطَّعَامِ لَا يَصْلَحُ الطَّعَامُ إِلَّا بِالْمِلْحِ. What does that mean? These are the blessed, subhanallah, sayings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that the likeness of my Sahaba, listen carefully, the likeness of my Sahaba, the companions of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, is like salt in the food. Food is not good or is not tasty without salt. So these are some of the beautiful excellencies that were given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, a salt is used in a very little quantity, but it makes food taste good. Similarly, my Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a reference is given, are little in quantity amongst my ummah, but are the source of everyone's reform. Subhanallah. What a beautiful way. Imagine the Muslim population, it is almost 1 billion plus currently in the modern world. And as we have heard, that the Sahaba in the Hijjatul Wada, the last farewell pilgrimage Hajj of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were numbering 100,000 plus. Some narration 120,000 or so. And compared to the vast ummah that has grown out of that number, as that example is given, sometimes you just need a little bit of salt. How it changes the taste and the goodness of the food. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What a beautiful way, what a beautiful explanation given by our Sayyidina Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aliya Rahmatul Mannan, enlightening on the excellence and prominence of the blessed Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he stated, whoever wants to go on a straight path should follow them and act upon their way of lives. And there is a great probability for people to be overcome by any fitna. The blessed Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in are the most superior of all amongst the entire ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the most pious. They possess the greatest amount of knowledge. They are those blessed and fortunate people who are chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal for the service of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their service was a dedication and devotion to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to recognize their eminence and greatness, follow their way of lives. These are the rights we owe to the Sahaba, and learn from their matchless courtesy and character. Indeed, these people are on the straight path. Subhanallah. Dear Madani Channel's viewers, didn't you hear how beautifully Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has enlightened on us the excellence and eminence of the blessed Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in? Undoubtedly, every blessed Sahaba is a source of guidance, because these blessed Sahaba were privileged to attain the blessed company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which brought them a great status that can never be attained by any non-Sahabi. The greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, your spending of gold equal to a mountain in charity cannot equal to a mud of any of my Sahaba, even a half of that. So a person in modern times, any generation that came after the glorious generation of the Sahaba, he can spend so much of wealth, he can sacrifice so much, he can spend a lot in the path of Allah, equal to the size of a mountain, but that cannot equal to a handful of mud that was given in the service of deen to Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by a blessed Sahabi of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So these are the greatest illustrious Sahaba of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we owe to the Sahaba to follow them as a source of guidance. It is the right that Allah has enjoined upon us that we have to pay homage and respect the Sahaba, and they are our source of guidance, and they are the shining guiding stars that Allah Azza wa Jal given us because of their service, because of their sacrifices, because of their devotion to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whosoever abuses my Sahaba, upon them is the curse of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the angels and all the people. From this we learn that the ulama, the great scholars of deen, the great scholars of Islam, have also been very strict in regard to the issue of speaking and thinking. Even slightly, even if a shred of or having a mistrust of any Sahabi, that will lead a person to Jahannam. So we have learned from this episode that the Sahaba have rights over us. Their main right is that we pay respect to them. We respect every single Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that we have true beliefs with regard to the Sahaba, and that because of love for Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we love the Sahaba. That is the right that we owe to the Sahaba. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal increase our love in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the Sahaba. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us people who take guidance from the Sahaba and always follow the Sahaba. Amin. Bijahi Nabil Aminu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.